Think about everything that today's farmer has to do. They have to know all aspects of farming, be an entrepreneur in the sometimes complex world of agribusiness, and understand what animals, crops, and consumers need while protecting natural resources. Those are just some of the qualifications detailed by the Outstanding Young Farmer Program. It started in 1954, and it honors farmers for those achievements and more. Adam and Chrissy Seibel own and operate Seibel's Organic Dairy in Bloomer. They won the title for Wisconsin's Outstanding Young Farmers in the most recent go-round. They join us now. Adam, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You're welcome.
And Chrissy, welcome to Central Time.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Well, Adam, let's start out with you. What was your experience with agriculture growing up?
I grew up on our family farm. It was just a small 45 to 50 cow barn. We milked about 45 to 50 cows. Only had 120 to 150 acres, and I would help out, you know, between sports and throughout school whenever I had a chance.
And Chrissy, what was your experience with agriculture growing up?
I didn't grow up on a farm myself, but my dad did, and so my grandparents lived on a farm, so I definitely was exposed to agriculture growing up.
And Adam, tell us about your farm operation. What all are you doing there?
So we are a certified organic dairy farm. We milk 120 cows with two D-Level robotic milkers. We have approximately 1,200 acres that we cash crop and then also feed to our cattle. All of that as well is certified organic. And then we also direct market meat to consumers right off the farm here. And then we also sell to local grocery stores and restaurants.
And I understand, Adam, you were one of the first organic farms in the country to have these robotic milkers. Is that right?
Yeah, that is correct. They were on conventional dairies for, you know, probably 4 or 5 years before that. But, yeah, we were one of the first in the area to put them in.
And now, Chrissy, you two have won the Outstanding Young Farmers Award. And I understand part of what you do on the farm is help introduce more young people to agriculture. You recruit youth, I think, interns or people to work on the farm. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I teach high school science here in our area. And so we work a lot with bringing in high school students to, or even we have a few technical school students that come in and do chores and learn about what it looks like to work on a farm and take care of animals. And so I help find those students and work with them through their internship program.
And Adam, a story we've heard a lot here is about people not wanting to stay on their family farm, younger people moving out of town, moving into different lines of work. What is it that kept you interested in agriculture?
I just enjoyed working outside. So this was, you know, one thing that I was obviously working outside a lot. But the other thing is with agriculture, it's you're never, or working on a dairy farm, you're never really doing the same thing multiple days in a row. You're always doing something different. So you're not just constantly repetitively doing one thing. And I like the variation that comes throughout the day.
And what led you, Adam, into organic in particular?
That was a decision that my dad had made before I came onto the farm. Just something that I guess at that time he was really looking for a more stable milk price, a little bit, you know, better milk price. And he was pretty close to being organic anyway. We just had to change a few little things. And he thought that that would financially be a better move.
We're talking to Adam and Chrissy Seibel with Seibel's Organic Dairy in Bloomer. They won the latest year go-round of Wisconsin's Outstanding Young Farmers Award. Chrissy, what did it mean to you? What was it like to win this award as Outstanding Young Farmers in the state?
It was a pretty amazing weekend. We got to meet the other seven finalists, and we were pretty shocked when we won. The other finalists were really amazing. It was a really diverse group, and it was just really fun to meet them and hear their stories and see what they were doing on their farms. And so, yeah, winning, I think any one of those other couples could have won just as easily.
And Adam, I think when people think about farming, they think about the actual, you know, tasks of raising crops, milking cows, that sort of thing. Can you talk about being an entrepreneur and a business person as a small farmer?
I guess that is a little bit more difficult being smaller. You don't have as much diversity as, or you don't have enough or large enough group of animals to really, I guess, for lack of better terms, make a mistake on. So you really have to watch every little nook and cranny when it comes to the financial side of things with that.
And Chrissy, can you talk a little bit about your view on the business side of farming and the different things you've branched out into?
Yeah, it's interesting with just being, you know, it's Adam's family, so it's his mom and dad on the farm, and his brother is also on the farm. And so it's really just us doing every single aspect of the business, which is, I think, pretty unique in terms of, you know, all the different careers that are out there. We take care of all of our own finances. We do all of our own paperwork. We do all of our own hiring. So Adam is the human resources person and the accountant. And, you know, I mean, there's some things, obviously, like taxes and things that we have support on. But it's definitely a challenge. And there's a learning curve, learning to take care of all of those things yourself.
Adam, you mentioned the prices of organic milk. We hear a lot about very low prices for conventional milk being an issue for farmers, especially smaller scale farmers. Are you seeing some of that even with organic?
Yeah, in the last couple of years, we've seen just about probably about a 40% reduction in our pay price. So on the organic side, we've really felt that crunch as well. So it's not just affected on the conventional side.
And you mentioned the direct-to-consumer meat marketing that you do. How important a part of your business is that?
It's not a huge thing. We just like connecting with the community. It gives people in our area a source of grass-fed organic meat. It's not something that we do a lot of. We do enough of, but there's just only so much time in a day that you know, we don't go out of our way to try to sell every animal that way. We just do a small number of it that way.
And Chrissy, Adam mentioned the community. Having joined this farming family, do you feel like part of a community of farmers and people who buy their products in your region?
Yeah, we have a pretty strong community, and we try to be a part of our local community and invite groups out to our farm and let school groups and local community organizations come out and see where their food comes from and take part in different activities that we have going on the farm.
Adam, we've talked to people who run programs trying to bring young farmers into the profession, especially as older farmers retire, trying to come up with succession plans. What advice would you have, Adam, for people who are getting into farming maybe for the first time now?
I guess just don't be afraid to try a new path. That's one thing that really worked well for us was just to kind of think outside the box and, you know, don't be afraid to be the first person to try something. You know, just because it hasn't been done before doesn't mean that it can't.
And Chrissy, as a teacher, do you see farming, agriculture being on the radar for the students you teach?
Absolutely. There are students who are very engaged, and it's always fun to be able to have those students then come out to the farm or become employees, or some of them just come out to visit. But there are students that definitely are in that agriculture, agri-science field.
And Adam, I know a lot of Wisconsin farmers have won the award you won and then went on to win the National Outstanding Farmers Award, I think 18, something like that, over the years. Do you have high hopes for winning at the national level now?
I guess I'm just happy to go and compete and meet the other contestants that are there. I guess as far as winning, that would be a great honor, but that's not something I'm just going to set myself out to make sure that I try to do that. This is just what I do, and I just tell people my story, and if people feel that this is, or that I deserve to be the national winner, then so be it.
And Chrissy, do you know the timeline for when you'll know if you win the national version of the award?
So next February, so a whole year from now, we will go to Connecticut to compete.
And Adam, we've heard people talk a lot over the years about how consumers of food aren't really connected. We don't necessarily know where our food's coming from. We don't know what life is like as a farmer. What would you say about your life in farming to people who were, you know, distant from it, who just consume the products and that's it?
Well, definitely not an easy one. It's something that, you know, 7 days a week, and then on our farm it's 24 hours a day that cows are being milked and work's being done to produce food. And there's numerous other farms out there that are that way as well, where it's a 24-hour a day job. And no matter the weather, no matter what the conditions are, animals need to get fed and chores need to be done. But it's not an easy lifestyle.
We'll leave it there. Adam, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome.
And Chrissy, thanks for joining us as well.
Thank you.
Been talking to Adam and Chrissy Seibel. They own and operate Seibel's Organic Dairy in Bloomer. They won the title for Wisconsin's Outstanding Young Farmers for 2019. They're in the running, and good luck to them for the national version of that award. We'll find that out about a year from now. They joined us to share their experiences in farming.